Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, my precious brothers and sisters. Welcome back. We are continuing, exploring, examining, discussing the important, significant topic of the challenge of the unreached people groups. And just to remind you, the unreached people group is a people group within which there is no indigenous community of Christians able to evangelize their people group. Okay, so our goal must be establish a viable indigenous church planting movement in every people group, putting focus on establishing a viable indigenous church planting movement in every people group. All right, now our goal, zero people groups who don't have scripture in their languages, whether written or orally communicated. Zero people groups that don't have missionaries able to disciple others. Zero oral learners who don't have scripture, who don't have the gospel communicated to them in oral forms. Zero community without a church that is reproducing what you and I, our churches, our fellowships can do. Literature. Some estimate that over half of evangelical Christians attribute their conversion, at least in part, to Christian literature. Two, audio ministry, the recording of simple gospel messages, is very good for people who learn orally, especially if they don't have missionary speak their language. Actually, I need to tell you about 65-67% of people in the world are oral learners. That's why I am praying that God will help our ministry, enable our ministry to share the gospel with millions of Muslims through the internet, through videos, through radio programs that we can share through YouTube, Google, which actually many of these programs exist on our website. Now, three, radio. So we mentioned one, literature, two, audio ministries, three, radio. God has been using radio to break down long-held prejudice against the gospel. Radio. Radio also provides teaching to Christians, especially where no other teaching resources were accessible. That's what one of the goals that our ministry try to accomplish is to use the internet to teach the gospel and to teach answers to the questions Muslims has about our Christian faith. And of course, our efforts using radio and using social media, audio, the internet, will be more effective, will produce more eternal fruits when the programs that we broadcast are broadcasted in area closed for missionaries and are communicated to people that has no church among them. And I mentioned, of course, social media. You can put that number four, and satellite TV. Even poor people in less developed countries can have access to satellite TV. So I am praying that God will enable us, or maybe enable us through bringing our ministry more financial support to pay these satellite Christian ministries so they can allow us to share our videos and to produce more videos. Okay, so technology lessens our soul dependence on direct personal contact. This is very important to realize. Technology, satellite TV, social media, internet, all these resources that God is making available to us, wants us to use, lessening our soul dependence on direct personal contact. However, it does not lessen the value of missionaries to be there physically among unreached people groups. Now, let me share with you a couple of relevant information to our topic. Our missionaries should love the local culture of the people group they are serving at. Of course, you know, an important test of identification is how far the missionary feel that he belongs to the people he is trying to reach. Also, how far they feel that he belongs to them. Maybe that's a more important question to ask. We should pray and think about the cultural distance between evangelists and the potential hearers of the gospel, and the cultural distance between potential converts and the churches that may welcome them into fellowship. That's why I pray that God will enable me to share the information, the knowledge, the experience he gave me, so I can enable Christians in America, for example, to bridge the distance that exists between them and Muslims. Okay, in closing this program, I want you to realize and to see that reaching the unreached people groups who do not have indigenous community of Christians among them, able to evangelize their people group, reaching them will require intentional cross-cultural mission work. So that's why in the past few programs, and in this program, and in the next program, or next few programs, I don't know, we are exploring, considering, examining, discussing the topic of reaching the unreached people groups with the gospel, establishing a church in the midst of every people group. Because, again, the gospel is easily spread, but does not easily jump. Okay, so we need to realize that the gospel, Christianity, often is spread within a community where relevant churches do exist, but does not normally jump cross cultural boundaries between people.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. Mm-hmm. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book. because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. So next program, we will start talking a little bit about strategy, and we will continue this topic. Oh, by the way, one last thing. I will try to make myself available to speak at your fellowship, to equip your fellowship to share Jesus effectively with their neighbors and with Muslims. If your pastor is interested, you can reach me at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.